This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed, it can be. And it's beginning to look a little bit like it might. Tonight we're going to be joined by a guy named Ed Broda, who I have never spoken with, but he's written a really good book, and we're going to talk about the fix being in. We're going to talk about the rig system as put out there by the media, and how, you know, politicians and, you know, just in general, they're just lying to you. And that's a gun topic, believe it or not. Now, we're not going to talk about any guns, of course, but that is a gun topic because where it ends up. However, to begin with, let's talk about this. It is one of the most insidious methods that they use to try to destroy the United States of America. And it's a Soviet-style tactic of revisionist history that they very often employ on a regular basis. And in many cases, it's just made-up history. One of the more frequent untrue tropes that we will hear and see often with some really unpleasant frequency is that we are a nation of immigrants, or we were founded by immigrants, or other equally such felonious claims. And as always, an accurate study of history can provide the truth for any who really would like to find it out. In what the left would call an appalling example of white privilege, the United States of America was founded by people of the country of England. The land on which the United States of America is found has been around for centuries before the U.S. was formed, again, by people from the country of England. Our country was founded by the people who came to the New World for reasons of religious freedom, to create new lives, to have political freedom, to make their fortunes, or second sons who didn't have anything else to do with themselves. There were, of course, various other reasons for such a bold move. This nation was founded by an astonishing group of people. And, you know, with very few exceptions, by the time all that happened, they were third, fourth, or fifth generation Americans. That would include George Washington, a fourth generation American, and the best among them, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Samuel Adams, John Marshall, Governor Orr Morris, John Hancock, Thomas Jefferson, and others. Among the inner group of the founding fathers, in fact, the only member who was not a U.S. native was Alexander Hamilton, who was born on the Caribbean island of Nevis from Scottish parents. In fact, only 7 of the 39 who signed the Constitution were immigrants, and of the 81 members of Congress who were the first members of that body, only 8 were immigrants. The English settlers, who did a remarkable thing in coming to the New World to make new lives for themselves, and in so doing, they encountered natives in their new homes, some friendly and some not, and made it clear that they were here to conquer land, which was at that time a very brutal land to try to conquer in the hope of calling it their own. This took not only enormous effort, not only with the backs and arms, but with guns and scythes and knives and pitchforks and basically whatever was needed to plow ahead to their future. It was not the desire of those individuals to assimilate with anyone they encountered on these new shores, but to create a new world of their own. They brought English law, they brought English education, English mores, English style, the English language, English manners, English cuisine, along with the individual personal religious beliefs of numerous different denominations, and proceeded to conquer whatever land they felt they could tame and whatever peoples who stood in their way in order to take this nascent paradise to a future home for them and their families. Generations of these people continued to conquer their new world and everything in it, and they survived and later thrived to begin to develop the nation of the United States of America. Now, through the ensuing years, there were continued arrivals with the English and different shiploads of people, all having a different reason for coming to America, settling in different parts of what had become the 13 American colonies. Each one of those colonies presented different challenges to the settlers, and each one they conquered on their own, thus creating a highly civilized national entity that ultimately asserted its own national character and personality. In the late 18th century, the unique American character that had developed exploded, and national freedom was demanded. Separation from the motherland of England was necessary to achieve this, and our founding fathers, the quintessential Americans and ultimate conquerors of the New World, created a new nation to embody this new American spirit. That became the United States of America in the late 18th century, came to welcome immigrants from many other countries of the world who wanted to experience the freedom and unique way of life that this extraordinary new land provided. Progressive years of this human influx provided progressive rules to protect the United States of America in this experiment, with new Americans having to provide proof of how they could support themselves, a skill that would allow them to work in their new country, that they were healthy and several things were assumed, that they could learn to speak English or that they would learn to speak it, and that they would become American. What they were expected to do was not easy, as they had to do whatever was necessary to create the new life they wanted on their own. As no one was given anything, each new American had to make it on his or her own way. But the ultimate reward to become an American was worth this extraordinary effort that they had to put forth. And together, you know, from the Atlantic to the Pacific, from the border of Canada to the border of Mexico, this was all conquered, settled, civilized, and made into the greatest, strongest, most prosperous country the world has ever known. And it was done with a unique combination of the strength, bravery, and the efforts of these individuals, accompanied by the unique American spirit that seemed to be imbued in everyone who came here. The accurate history of this country's founding and its development makes it all more tragic that the left has distorted this history into the pathetic version of a multicultural mess that they have promoted and they falsely claim was our reason for being all along. Under their rule, there's pretty much no rules for people newly coming to this nation, only against white Europeans, of course. And the more illiterate, diseased, destitute third worlders, the better. Because America remains a paradise for these immigrants, but a leftist version of paradise. They don't have to become American. What does that mean anyway, and who cares? They don't have to speak English. They don't need money or skill to find a new job. Everything will be provided for them through the labors of those who have come before and who comprehend how special it is to be an American. To the millions and later billions under President Hillary Clinton, America is no more special than any other nation, even the unlivable hellholes from which they came. So it's perfectly fine to come here, accept our largesse, and stay what and who you were, no matter how detrimental to America or even to the new citizen. Stay Yemeni, Mexican, Afghan, Guatemalan, Syrian. You don't need to understand to love this country anymore. It only means an end to be able to require, you know, cell phone, big screen TV, health care that you need, you know, all those good bennies. We've come a very long way from our initial founding. We're not a nation of immigrants. We're a nation of conquerors. We're a nation of people who came here and made something out of nothing. Keep that in your focus. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MMA, born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. As we move closer to this election, where we have, you know, terrorist attacks taking place, we have this uncertainty of the coming changes in the Supreme Court, which will mean changes to the Second Amendment. The questions about the concealed carry lifestyle seem to keep on coming. And here's a few to consider. With the thought of carrying, many people want to know how to avoid the fight altogether, or they are afraid of being surprised and being unable to defend themselves. These are the people that need to embrace something called condition yellow. Now, this is not condition yellow. You get up in the morning, you shower, you get dressed, you make breakfast, help the kids out the door, their smiling faces, a nice send-off to your busy day of work. Kiss your spouse goodbye, give them a hug, jump into the car. Start it up, you put it into reverse, and as you back up, you look back over your shoulder and have to hit the brakes as a car suddenly comes from behind a parked car. Finally, you get on the street, pull away, turning up the radio, changing the channel. You hear a yell and look up to see your neighbor waving at you as they jog down the street, moving quickly up into the curbing as you go by them. You wave back with a smile, thinking, why is he waving with his fist? And then at the stop sign, you turn right. Pothole shakes the steering wheel as you make a mental note to call the city when you get home. You come to the stoplight, which is green. You aren't in the right-hand lane, tapping your hands. You are in it, to the time of the music. The car on your left slows down to make the turn while you continue on through the intersection. And then a car just crashes into you, crushing the driver's side door, slamming you to the left, side airbag deploying, the front airbag deploying, smoke, and the sound of twisting steel and a racing engine attack your ears as your car spins crazily across the road. Last thing you hear is blood flows into your eyes and you pass out as, hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game now? Can anybody play? Coming out of the radio. This is condition yellow. When you get up in the morning, you do all of that other stuff. You kiss everybody goodbye. You start it up. You put it in reverse. You see the car as it moves through some parked cars on the street and you slow down. You pull away, check your mirrors. When you're comfortable, you reach over to the radio, you turn it down a little. You notice your neighbor jogging next to the curb, and you move over a little, give him room, because you didn't almost run him over. Condition yellow allows you to make decisions ahead of time that can not only keep you out of the fight, but if a fight arrives, will allow you to be better prepared to work up a plan. So, you know, condition yellow allows you to see everything coming before it gets to you. It allows you to make that decision ahead of time. Then that can not only keep you out of the fight, but everything else just unfolds sort of slow as you're watching them. If you're not in it, it's as if you're standing in the middle of an expressway with cars swinging by you at 60 miles per hour. They're going far too fast for you to react. So you just stay there and you're sort of frozen in place. If you are in condition yellow, you are driving at 60 miles per hour right along with the traffic. You see everything as it's happening in real time, slowly allowing anticipation. So, condition yellow should be a way of life for everybody out there because it's a lot easier to... The best gunfight is a gunfight you don't get involved in, okay? If you see something happening, like, for example... All right. I watched a documentary yesterday while Paul and Rob were here doing a splendid job running the show, guest hosting for the show for me. I watched a documentary about the Mumbai attack because I wanted to understand exactly how this came about and how these guys were able to move around so much. And at that time, the entirety of the police department in Mumbai were not in condition yellow, nowhere near it. They were, you know, sort of asleep at the wheel. When it started to happen, they didn't know what to do. They were just standing around, sort of like these guys standing in the middle of the 60-mile-per-hour speedway. At one point, those guys commandeered a cop car after they shot and killed every cop in the car. They pulled the ones out of the front seat that they killed so they could take the car, and then they started heading down the road, and they came up on a bunch of media people who saw the cop car coming up. So instead of thinking, well, we don't know who's in the cop car, they just stood there. And then the Mumbai terrorists went ahead and fired at them, too, and shot some more of them. Well, shot at them and shot some of them. When you're, I guess that's conditioned white, and that's when you're at your fully developed sheep-like state, staring blankly, not getting ready for anything. The one thing I like about bike riding is I bike ride on this trail with a bunch of people that don't normally bike ride. So I have to watch ahead of what's going on, and I see what's going on ahead of me. And then I start making those adjustments and slowing down and getting ready to brake or getting ready to go left, right, something. Because I see it about to happen. All of that preparation, all of that heightened state of awareness is what will keep you out of a fight. If that's what it's going to take. And that is the better of the gunfights. You don't have to deploy your weapon. You don't have to shoot at anybody. You just hustle everybody this away. Get behind some nice cover and head out of there. We just had something in the city in which I live. It's called Fall for Greenville. And this is where they block off the entire streets. And I did not go to it. I didn't go to it because I looked at that as one big soft target. Big police presence there, but I mean so many people there that there's really nothing they could do in the event that something broke out around them until the bad guys cleared all the people out by killing them and they were down. So I didn't go to that. And I mean, that's condition yellow. Looking at that and saying this is a vulnerable spot to be in. Sometimes that means that you don't go do something that you might want to go do simply because it's sort of a precipitous posture to find yourself in. So, condition yellow. Learn it. Live it. Know it. No shirt, no shoes, all that other stuff. Coming up next, we are going to talk about optics on a handgun. Because I have been working on that, on optics on a handgun. And for those people that wonder if this is a good thing to do, let me state my case, would you? We'll be right back.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. Okay, let's get rid of that. This is why one never has an Apple computer, because it rings in the middle of your show. Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Many moons ago, there was a time that shooters went into a full-scale revolt about the idea of putting a scope on a rifle. They would say things like, why would I want to put something that would just break on my rifle? Iron sights are always going to work. In the military, I never used an optic. An optic was, snipers had them on their rifles, but I very rarely hung out with those guys either. Fast forward some decades and similar arguments popped up like whack-a-moles about the ridiculous idea of putting red dot optics on fighting rifles. Arguments were similar, just sort of updated for the times. Whether the complaints were about potential reliability problems or more along the lines of the batteries are going to run out just when you need them the most, there's plenty of resistance to a new way of doing things. Now if you drive around somewhere like, Paris Island, you'll see rifles neatly stacked, all equipped with optics, even for basic training. While most people feel good having backup iron sights. Even the perceived necessity of those is diminishing. I'll never argue against this wisdom of having a backup, but in civilian usage scenarios, it's a rare thing indeed for a quality optic to fail. The one sure thing about new self-defense gun optics technology is that it plows relentlessly forward, and over time, new inventions that make many initially considered gimmicks, that turns into reliability and trust. Now, I think from there, if you were to look for the next example of something becoming mainstream, that would be the idea of sticking optical sights on defensive handguns. And this is not a new concept. I often look at handgun competitors the same way I do at, say, F1 racers. All that technology in an F1 car eventually makes its way down to a production model. You know that, right? Give it time. Now, some of these things nowadays are so advanced that I don't know if we should actually have those in civilian cars. But, I mean, a lot of the things that we have today, like all-wheel drive on some car models, that is something that was developed in racing. Competitors have been using red dot sights on pistols for quite some time, but risking failure of an electronic piece of gear on a competitive stage carries a lot less downside than a similar failure when you're fighting for your life. And most steel and paper targets don't shoot back. Now, for me, optics on a handgun are a new thing. Optics on a handgun for me are a new thing. But, here's the thing about having an optic on your pistol. It's a bit of a learning curve. First thing you have to consider is that everything is on the same focal plane, target and sighting dot. Look at your target and the dot will appear superimposed on it. There's no need for your eye to shift focus to and from the front sight, rear sight, and target. You just got to find the dot and superimpose it over this. This is very quick. From a purely common sense perspective, you would think this is a very good thing. Not only does your brain save time avoiding all those focus point switchings, but your noggin tends to focus on threats naturally anyway. Why not embrace that natural tendency with the equipment we use, which is perfectly instinctive with red dot? Second, red dot sights largely eliminate the ill effect of less than perfect vision. This is one reason why I have looked at them. I think I'm farsighted or something, but I mean, my red dot on my Glock 17 is right on it. It is right on top of it. It lines up just on top of it where I would line up my steel sights. And all I got to do is get that dot in there, and I'm having a party. It's time to go. If you've got aging eyes and require a little lens correction to see the crisp front sight, there's a good chance that you won't have that problem with the red dot optic. As Rob Leatham says, an optical sight gives you years. I think there's another benefit. Red dot is really helpful because it's really visible in low light conditions. And make no mistake, it won't help you identify a target in the dark, but it will help you aim in less than ideal light conditions because if you zero this thing the right way, at certain distances where the dot is where the round is going to go. But on the flip side, there are certain drawbacks to consider. To address the giant harambee in the room first, there's the issue of finding the dot, which it is a different kind of alignment when you're bringing the pistol up. Under time or violent encounter stress, you may raise the gun only to see an empty window. At exactly the moment you need to shoot quickly, you might be more occupied with figuring out how to aim. You have to wonder if this challenge is somehow analogous to, you know, early rifle scope users learning how to cheek weld consistently to gain the correct eye placement relative to the scope. On a related point, some people lose the dot during recoil. Most of the time, the reason for this is that the muzzle ends up pointing slightly down after the shot. As Rob Leatham explains, as always, the result of one of two things, overcompensation against recoil or a natural tendency to lower the gun to see where the shot went. And then there's the whole reliability thing. Unless you're able to set up a co-witness configuration where you still have a clear view of iron sights, then an equipment breakage or malfunction can make your life somewhat difficult. Now, with agency arms, okay, if you specify it, you can get what they refer to as suppressor sights installed on the gun. On my Glock 17, the rear sight is forward in front of the RMR. So when I'm lining that up, I see, I'm co-witnessing. You know, automatically, the setup is pure genius. The bottom line is that if you buy quality gear, you're going to have a really, you're going to have to try really hard to break it, especially under normal concealed carry or home defense usage scenarios. Then there's the battery issue, and let's talk about that for a second. Yes, that battery might go dead. On the other hand, your car can also go dead at any moment by running out of gas. We're all responsible enough to manage to keep our cars full of fuel, right? I've had that happen once, but not recently. I tend to believe we can also take responsibility for changing batteries in an optical sight on a regular basis. So rather than waiting to find out that your optic is dead, how about just changing the batteries out on a recurring schedule? You know, every 2 months. I myself am quite smitten currently with two types of optics, Lucid, Trijicon. But do I worry about the batteries failing on either one of them? Nope. And that's because I act like a big boy and take responsibility for keeping the batteries fresh. Taking advantage of these means you practice with them. You practice, practice, practice. And it is it's a learning curve, but it's not impossible, guys. It's completely doable. It can be carried. It can be carried concealed. I carry the Glock 17 on occasion concealed, and it just works. It just works. And it's one less thing. I don't have to. I've got that punch out set now on that RMR. Think about it. Consider it. We'll be right back.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed. Indeed. An apparent gun control supporter was enraged to see a poorly concealed handgun on another man last week in Overland Park, Kansas. And apparently he snapped like the proverbial rubber band. A 59-year-old Overland Park man was charged Thursday with shooting another man in the leg after taking a gun away from the victim. Ricky Paul Smith was charged in Johnson County District Court with aggravated battery. He was also charged with aggravated assault after allegedly pointing the gun at another man. Overland Park police said the incident occurred about 5:30 p.m. Wednesday near 80th Street and Overland Park Drive. Police said Smith was allegedly upset about another man carrying a concealed weapon. He took the gun away from the man, pointed it at him and another man, and shot the victim in the leg, according to the allegations. Mr. Smith is very lucky that he's not facing additional charges for robbery and attempted murder, or possibly being killed himself. In Kansas, both open and concealed carry of handguns is legal. And there's no suggestion that the victim in this incident did anything suggesting that he was acting in a threatening manner. He appears to have simply done a very poor job of concealing his handgun. Mr. Smith then seized the handgun and pointed it at both the victim and another man. He shot the victim under circumstances that appear to be unclear. This was not an incident of a man attempting to steal a handgun. This was an incident where a gun control supporter was so outraged at the mere sight of a handgun that he attacked a law-abiding citizen, robbed him of his weapon, and then shot him with it. So much wrong with this. There's just so much wrong with this. There's a number of takeaways from this, too. First things first, concealed weapons aren't always concealed. Now, when I go out in public, I like to play this little game about who's carrying. And this is nothing more or less than a test of how good I can observe what's going on around me. I routinely spot people who think they're carrying concealed weapons, but who do not, they do a really bad job. And you can not only spot them, you know, but the specific make and model of a handgun in some cases. Now, poor concealment is typically a combination of a poor choice of apparel, a poor choice of holster, a poor holster position, which will typically leave a gun where it can easily be snatched. And I've noticed that this trifecta of mistakes tend to run together, and that a person who does all three is also typically oblivious to those around them. This is the perfect storm of incompetence. The other thing to take away is that not all concealed carry positions are created equal. Most of the concealed carry handguns that I've ever seen are those that are carried behind the hip to the small of the back location, with SOB carry being particularly easy to spot and physically difficult to protect and retain. I myself sometimes carry in small of the back, and small of the back is a pain. When you sit down, you have to pull your shirt up and bunch it up around it. Or otherwise, when you sit on your shirt, if you have a shirt tail long enough to hide the gun, it's almost long enough to sit on. If you sit on it, it's going to create tension. Gun's going to bulge out because your pants are bulging out a little bit. There's going to be a little, you know, lip coming out. Gun is seen. Appendix carriers, I don't see them nearly as often. They tend to print less. Small of the back is very hard on retention. It's hard to, because you don't see them coming. Appendix carry is also the easiest position to defend against a snatch attempt, as you have both hands in a strong position to defend against an attack from the front. Now, it's telling that there are no well-educated defensive firearm instructors who carry at the small of the back location. Almost all carry either just behind the hip or in an appendix carry position. So in this particular case, which I guess I'll have to rethink small of the back too, this guy made a poor choice of apparel, and he made a poor choice of holster and carry position, and he had poor awareness of his surroundings. The other thing to take away, the hardest thing to understand, is that these guys are irrational. Gun control zealots are irrational. These guys sometimes display borderline insanity. They are often aggressive to the point of making threats of violence, a particular problem for the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, and don't often seem to be governed by a rational thought. And here in Overland Park, where Ricky Paul Smith was so outraged over the presence of a gun that he felt compelled to steal it, shoot the gun owner, and threaten another man. Now, Mr. Smith is probably going to get a little time in the Gray Bar Hotel over this, as he should. And this is going to give him a little bit of time to consider his actions, but I don't think it's going to temper. I don't think it's going to do anything to his anti-gun insanity. That's the thing about the sheep. The sheep think they can tell the sheepdogs what to do. But on the other hand, the thing to consider is this. When you're carrying a gun, you know, you have to be sort of nonchalant about it. You have to be sort of smart about it, right? And you got to be aware of who may be looking at you. I'm out playing this game all the time of who can I spot. But I think to myself, everybody else is playing the same game. Now, thankfully, in most cases with most people, they are completely oblivious. I could be walking around with a AR underneath my jacket with it showing, and they would be oblivious to it because most people are so busy engrossed in their phone that they're not going to see very much. But all this being aside and everything, this is not the first time we had this other guy that there was this guy at Walmart who tackled a guy because he saw a gun on him. He assaulted that guy. This is going to get somebody shot. Okay? I don't care if you're an anti-gunner and, you know, you don't need to listen to Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. You don't need to listen to the Brady Campaign. You don't need to listen to Betsy Riot. Attacking somebody who's minding their own business, who's not breaking the law, who's abiding by the law in the way they're carrying a gun, you're just as dangerous a violent criminal to me as anybody else. And I would probably defend myself against you if that were the case. That would, you know, I don't know how that's going to play. Why did you attack me? Well, you saw that I had a gun and you can't stand guns. Well, that's not a reason to attack me. It's not a good reason to attack me if you love my car and you want to take my car and you covet that car. That's not a good reason to attack me either. So there's lots of good reasons not to attack me. But at the same time, you got to keep all this stuff. Just you got to keep all this stuff at the pinpoint of your brain as you're walking around. You got to be looking for everybody else. You got to have that condition yellow of awareness out there. Yeah. You might want to put an optic on your pistol so that if you do have to punch it out there and engage, you know, one of these Allahu Akbar types, well, you want to get the red dot on them. And you got to be aware of all of these crazies that might snap like a rubber band because they see you carrying a gun. So, it's quite a labor-intensive process to go around carrying a gun, isn't it? Quite the labor-intensive process. Now, there's a lot of ways you could alleviate this problem. You could carry some different kind of gun than your favorite kind of gun, which I'm giving that a test run. I'm giving that a test run currently. We'll talk about that at another time. But if you're carrying a gun, you got to be aware of where the gun is. You got to be aware of who might notice. Okay? You got to be aware of who might notice. And that's the only way to be. Coming up next, Ed Brodo, author Ed Brodo. We're going to talk about the system. It's rigged. I swear to God it is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.